Hey guys, it's Sherri Ann Richardson from Experimental Homesteader. I'm in my kitchen, as you may or may not know, and we are talking about task number 7 of the Survivor Prepper Task for Beginners. Again, I hate to say beginners because I know some of you that have been doing this for a very, very long time are watching this and making sure that you have your survival preps in order. But today, task number 7 is to get a hand crank radio so you can stay informed in the event there's a grid down situation. Now, I know that we have one. It's actually in our bug out bag. I feel like we should have more than one. We should have one in different rooms in the house in case, for whatever reason, we couldn't get to our bug out bag or we just didn't want to go get it. We wanted to hear what was going on. You know, these hand crank radios are great for so many events. In the wintertime, when your power goes down, you know, so many different events. In the summer, when there's storms, you know, the usage for them is just absolutely. A hand crank radio can also be battery operated, but it's a great tool to have on hand in case of a major survival event. You may not be able to log on to the internet or turn on the TV to find out what's happened or what you need to do. In fact, your cell phone may not even work. Even if you've got those alerts, you may know that something's going on and then your cell phones could go down. So, emergency services will be broadcasting on the radio, and you can access that with a solar-powered, battery-operated, or hand-crank radio. Now, the reason I suggest a hand-crank radio is because the hand-crank option ensures you'll always have the ability to. Solar and battery options may not be available 100% of the time. You know, what if it's late at night, or what if your batteries have gone dead, or, you know, maybe you have one that's not quite up to what it should be. You think the batteries are okay, and surprise. So the hand crank option is definitely the way to go. Now, I have seen ones that, you know, have the hand crank, the battery, and the solar option all in one. It really depends on how much you want to pay and where you get yours at. So I believe the one we have is hand crank only, but we only paid a few dollars for it. I mean, it was under $10. So it wasn't a huge outlay of money. And yes, you have to be able to crank it. And yes, that can get tiring. But there's no one saying that you have to listen to the radio 24/7 in the event that something happens. You could. Some people do. But the goal here is to make sure that you know what's going on in your area, what has happened, and what you can do about it to keep your family safe. So I know this one is a little bit short today. Like I said, I'm making sourdough crackers and I'm waiting on the oven to go off so I can put another batch in. We will be having that video up on the channel so you can watch for that. I don't know if it'll be up today or tomorrow, but I will definitely get that up to show you how you can use your sourdough discard to make crackers for your family and avoid the cracker shortage that's going on many places right now. Have a great night.